Welcome to the Williams Nikon YB Herton phone conference line.
Good morning. Good morning, Karen.
How are you?
Oh, I am so glad that you sent a note to help me out.
Well, Ruth, I just can't imagine you having all this stuff. My goodness. Now, did you say 60 are coming tonight?
That's 64, 65 now.
Wow. Oh, I would love to be in the mouse in the corner of your house.
Well, you can come over. I'll give you a chair at the table.
I don't even have to be in the corner, huh?
No.
It says the meeting has ended. How come?
I don't know. I didn't say that. What happened?
I don't know. To say
you talk, I'll figure out what happened.
I'm going to go back in and try it again.
Oh, no, I have it on. You go ahead and talk to the people that come on, and I will fix this.
Oh, okay.
If you would.
Yeah, it's you and I.
Interesting. Well, we can always have an interesting conversation.
I want to know about Whitney's baby. Who does she look like? And
she looks really cute.
Well, I bet they're two happy people.
They are. They cried.
Well, boy, I'm glad she's got it over with.
Yeah. Let's see how many people are on this call. Well, there's us and the recording. I think it's just us and the recording on the call. We're being recorded.
Oh, but it's not now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, for some reason, I'm still not.
We'll have to talk later.
Yeah.
And the light is closed down. It was there. That's the way it was gone.
I'm going to go back out and try it again.
No, try what? Our conversation is fine. I'm fixing the picture.
Oh, I see. Oh, I thought, well, anyway, because I still don't have the meeting back in. Or back
Someone has joined. Reported off. Good. My name's Steve.
Grandbaby?
Pardon me?
Yep, you're the grandbaby, yep.
We sure do. I just got back from, she was born on the 28th, Friday.
All right.
Pardon me?
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much. She weighs almost 7 pounds, 6 pounds and 15 ounces, and her name is Elena June.
Elena June. Oh, that's beautiful.
Very cute.
Very cute. I'm glad you said so.
Oh, I might give them stars for that one.
Well, I don't know. Here it is on the screen again, right? You got it?
Just a minute. No, I'm not on.
You're not on.
Well, I don't. I was.
You're on. Time. You're right. You're not. You're not. That's right. I don't know what it did. It was there, and I turned around and came back, and it was gone. So it's on again. So
yeah.
Go back to where that's over again. If you got bumped off.
Yeah.
Because I think I don't know exactly what it did. Closed the picture, but I was still in the program. Hello, Mary Lou. I bet you're sitting.
You know what to do at this time of morning, don't you?
I thought about it. Okay, now I'm going to be running around, and Karen is going to be talking as soon as she gets her picture back.
Yeah, I'm just about back on there.
And we've
Costco, and found out they did have it. And so we have this wonderful jar of coconut oil that only costs $19, and it's like over a half a gallon, and it was such an incredible price. But anyway, I just want all of you to know that I got to eat very kosher French fries, not coconut oil. I did. But anyway, I want to thank Mary Lou for having brought to our attention the value of having coconut oil in our daily routine. Now, if she's not talking to us right now, it's because Mary Lou is swishing with coconut oil. Because not only is coconut oil good to ingest, but it's good to swish with so that you can kill all the germs in your mouth. And by the way, when you're through swishing, you spit it out. You don't swallow it. And so I just want everybody to know how I love knowing about coconut oil. And I am sure that there are many things that all of you have learned that you would like to bring up, and that's what I'd like you to do right now, is tell us about either a naked product that you understood at a higher level, or you really got the vision of how it could impact you and your health. But I want you to tell us about anything that you've learned on these calls that have impacted you and helped you to understand how to take better care of this body that you've been given.
I'll speak up first. This is Doug. I had a tremendous amount to learn, although I've been studying on my own. And what impressed me so much is the things I've been studying myself with I knew about Dr. Blaylock and Dr. Brownstein. I didn't know about Dr. Fife, and I haven't gone very far on that. But it's all been dovetailing together in such a wonderful way that this call is really becoming an important part of me doing the business, because I'm concerned about the health aspect. Learning about what the different benefits of the nutritionals are, I didn't have a really good idea about that at all. I knew they were valuable. I heard Dr. Nadu talk down at the Seattle Convention. I was super impressed by him. But the details that we've been getting with the things that Don has done and just the little things that people say along the way has really enhanced my understanding of the nutritionals. And then I guess I'd say that coconut oil has really impacted me. Is I knew that it was the oil you should use for cooking from Dr. Blaylock, but it was so expensive. I was using it very skimpily, and I didn't know that it has so many valuable uses. And one of the things that I started doing is I've had toe fungus for probably, 30, 40 years. Tried all kinds of things on it, and some of it works a little bit. I haven't tried the pharmaceutical solution because my doctor said it has some side effects and you can't keep using it, and then you have to have your toenails cut off. And anyway, it didn't sound attractive to me. But I started putting coconut oil on my toes, and I am getting the best results that I have ever had. I'm starting to get clear nails growing, and it's not all the way there yet. It takes time, but that is my daughter makes some goat milk soap, in which she includes some coconut oil and some other ingredients, and I put that on my feet when I take a shower, and it has helped. It did help some, but the straight coconut oil is really doing a number. I put it on every day. And I don't feel bad about the expense of the coconut oil. And plus, I'm putting in a lot more things than I'm eating. I am experimenting with swishing. I'd like to go back and hear whatever date that was that the swishing was talked about. I don't understand that well, but I do have figured out you put the coconut oil in your mouth about a teaspoon full and swish it around for 10 to 15 minutes and then spit it out. So I'm doing that a couple of times a day now. So, yeah, what else can I say? A lot of other many, many details, things I've learned that I hadn't heard about before. But I think the nutritionals, the value of the nutritionals, what they do specifically, and the coconut oil are the two biggest things. So, thanks.
Oh, wow.
That's really something. The tools are improving.
Yeah,
I am excited to hear that, Doug.
I know. It's really
I had to spit out.
Doug, you were worth her getting rid of that swishing just to say that.
Well, when I was over in Japan, the public bath is a big thing. And there are Japanese that have problems with their toes too, but I was a little self-conscious about it. I didn't go to the public baths much because of it. And I'm kind of excited in a few months to be able to go back again and have much better looking toenails and go to the public bath.
Worth a trip back to Japan, huh?
Oh, yeah, I need to go back and get some stuff. My wife, then we're running out of this.
Hey, do you know how much coconut oil you could buy for a trip to Japan?
I don't know. I haven't thought about it.
Teasing. But, hey, do you have a Costco near you?
Yes, we do. I went and got the bin you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
It's wonderful, yeah.
Boy, you compare that to the little bitty half-pint bottle that I was buying for $12, and here I get almost, well, it's over a half a gallon, and you get it for $19, so that's a big savings.
I know. It's the same thing that I've experienced, buying the little one and then hearing about the one at Costco and finding it. It was a big blessing.
Well, you'll have to try French fries sometime.
Well, yeah, that's a good idea, the way you're making them there.
Yeah, when you use the good salt and you use the good oil that doesn't change with the heat, that's pretty nice. And you know what? How much are you supposed to be ingesting a day, Mary Lou?
Oh, well, it depends. But, you know, Monty's on this call. It seemed to me that you can... I think it was like three or four tablespoons, but, you know, it depends on weight and everything, and you can go clear up to, seven? I don't know. Monty, where are you?
I'm here in Olympia.
Oh, you're here in Olympia? Okay,
yeah.
There he is. Do you remember how much it seemed, it was at least, see, because I'm all over the board, I don't even think about it, I just take it.
It all depends upon the individual and how much they feel they want to take. Dr. Fife has taken up to 14 tablespoons of coconut oil a day and not had any results. But the way that Mary talks about it and Dr. Fife and whatever, and that is that you basically start with one tablespoon and then, let's say, in the morning, and then you work your way up, maybe like one tablespoon for lunch the next day, you know, work your way up. The idea of coconut oil is the medium-chain fatty acids that are in it, and it's always helpful to take coconut oil with every meal, definitely with every meal, okay? Because that, again, and I'll talk about it here in just a minute, but in regards to what fats do to our body, but you can... You know, I swish with one tablespoon in the morning. I take two tablespoons for breakfast. I take a tablespoon for lunch. I take two tablespoons for dinner. And the dominating factor that will tell you that you're getting too much coconut oil, and that is a thing called diarrhea. And I never had that problem because I worked my way up, but that's one way of finding out where your tolerance level is to the coconut oil.
Thank you.
Well, you know what? I always throw coconut oil into my smoothie now. And that's an easy way to have that ingested.
Yeah, and when I say I take two tablespoons for at night, one of the ways that I get that is in my vegetables that I prepare, like my string beans or my peas or whatever. I just go ahead and cook the peas, as an example, and then I take like two tablespoons of coconut oil, and I mix it in with my vegetables, whatever it is, and then I ingest it that way. So you don't necessarily have to take it by the tablespoons in by your mouth and just put it in your mouth. You can utilize it in the cooking, and that way you can ingest it like you were doing, Karen, with the French fries.
Yeah. That's a neat way to ingest it.
Now, Karen, did you say that you guys actually deep fried them, or did you bake them, or what did you do?
Oh, we deep fried them. My husband.
Oh,
my.
Nah.
Yeah.
Yum.
And do you know they were incredible? I promise you. But
you know, one thing you can do too, if your husband and you like the potatoes, and that is instead of using like. I'm going to say sour cream or butter, blah, 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 whatever, and that is to actually put it on top of a potato and let it just melt right in.
Yes. You know, Clyde was a little afraid last night. He was going to go use his other oil, and I said, no, you're not. And do you know, the flavor is wonderful. So what you're saying, Monty, about putting it on top of your potatoes, I think that's a great idea. All kinds of good ways to take care of our bodies in a healthy way. Okay, who else? We've heard from Doug. Mary Lou, what is your favorite thing that you've learned on this call?
Well, you know, I hate to be sound like I'm repeating, but the information that Donna has been given on all the nutrition has been, it's just blowing me away. Between that and the added stuff that Monty has added to that my itty bit of knowledge about coconut oil has been incredible, because Monty has just, you know, he has read just about every book I think Dr. Fife has written now, and if I have a question about anything, I have his phone number. I'll call him up.
he's
really, really helped me with the coconut oil.
Detail work, don't they?
Yeah, Monty has done a great job, you know, in encouraging all of us to continue with the coconut oil, and that's been wonderful because I'm a very slow reader, and I love all the details. And here I'm going to be soon 20 years in Egan, and Donna has really educated me about our nutrition, so that's awesome.
Yeah. Okay. Anyone else? Well, let's see. Monty, you were going to tell us something, and you were holding back and said you'd tell us.
Well, yeah, one of the things I think that I really learned on this call, other than all the benefits of health that we get by, it's just like the computer in regards to garbage, you know, garbage in, garbage out. I guess better understanding the more that the things that I put in my mouth really do determine the health factor of my life and where I'm headed. The other thing, too, was their conversations in regards to dehydration and understanding that water is so important to us in regards to, basically, I never really realized how much water we actually utilize or our body uses on a daily basis. And I guess, you know, that when I realized that it takes 2 quarts or a little bit more that our body utilizes to function itself through, you know, when we urinate or fecal or if we sweat or we exercise and just breathing alone, you know, how much we basically just almost a cup of water comes from just our normal breathing situations, and better understanding dehydration and the marvels of our Pamag waterfall in regards to our discussions with being alkaline and acidic, on how I feel that's been so important to me in regards to just to realize that as I'm drinking water, I'm just not dehydrating myself, but I'm also getting my body more in balance by putting more alkaline into it, more so than probably acid that I have over the years. But understanding, again, that, you know, dehydration, and Mary Lou talked about it the other day in regards to, you know, if we're just dehydrated 1%, how that so much affects the brain. And I guess, and I'll bring it back to where kind of Dr. Fife, and that is in regards to coconut water and how valuable coconut water is and all the electrolytes that it has in it. And when a person is dehydrated, which I feel most people probably are, of course not us on a call because we know better, but, you know, and basically understanding that the more electrolytes we can have in our body, just the better our body, again, functions. And understanding that coconut oil is a medium-chain fatty acid and doesn't go through the normal digestive system or through our blood system the way that that most saturated fats do. It just goes through from the gut to the portal valve, very straight into the liver. And I'm starting to find out that a lot of people that Dr. Merkel, even Dr. Blaylock and other people are now starting to talk about medium-chain fatty acids and how they're basically so beneficial to our body. And, you know, I just really feel that we've stumbled upon something that I think is very valuable. But just totally waking up in the morning, 6:30 in the morning, being on the call, is just totally exciting to me because of the amount of knowledge that I received and putting into effect in my life for better health and trying to live as long as I can, as healthy as I can, is important to me.
You know, Monty, going along with what you're saying about water, when we did the first lifestyle call years ago, I thought it was really incredible if I would get 8 glasses of water down me. And then that call made me realize I had to up it. So I put it to 10. And I had to push myself to do that. And then on this call, it was brought to my understanding again that I was not drinking enough water. So, you know these big mugs that they give you in the hospital? You know, those things hold a quart of water. And my goal is to drink 4 of those a day. I very seldom accomplish 4, but I do accomplish 3. And right now I have one sitting in front of me, and it's already half empty. And by 10 o'clock it'll be completely empty, and I'll be starting in on my second one. And so you know how Mary Lou puts pennies in her little cup and, you know, changes them from one side to the other so that she knows how much she's taken. I'd like to challenge all of you to quit using little glasses. But you go get either a quart jar or a measuring cup that's a quart, or get one of these big cups. But start drinking a lot of water. Your body will thank you for it. You may have to run to the bathroom a little more frequently, but who cares if you're taking good care of yourself? And I'm 74, and I'm hoping to not show my age if I just keep drinking all this water, because that's one thing that's very typical of older people is that they become dehydrated. Therefore, their skin becomes very wrinkled. Between drinking lots of good water and using this coconut oil on your body, there's no reason why we should look like we're whatever. Anyway, thank you, Monty.
The other thing I just want to mention real quick, and that was understanding how, and through Donna and Dr. Fife and just everybody, understanding basically how fats are so important to our body, not only to our body, but the Nikan nutritions that we take. You know, fat soluble, and we have water soluble. So that's really, and I think Mary Lou and I were talking the other day, and I explained to her that I really think that's really given me even taking my Nikan products, my Nikan nutritionals now, that I do take it with my meal because I get my fat for my fat soluble vitamins. That means that they'll be absorbed better, and I definitely get the Pymag water in regards to my absorption also and better. So I feel I'm getting a better result by being more aware of basically the fat and water-soluble vitamins which we have, and understanding that when I do utilize more fat in my system than I normally used to, and more water, that basically I'm getting a better benefit or more value from my Nikan products in regards to my nutrition because they absorb better into my body.
Ah, that's interesting. You know, they say that water is the conduit for all of these things to be absorbed into your system. If you do not have enough water going through you, then all these good nutritional things that you're taking cannot be utilized at a higher level. So, thank you, Monty. Okay. Anybody else? Let's see. Who have we not heard from? Hey, Ruth, are you on the call? I'd like to know what have you learned that you think is the best thing in the world. Maybe Ruth isn't with us. Okay.
Okay.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak up?
I will.
Okay.
Well, I've learned something from all of you, and I certainly enjoy listening. And I think the thing that has helped me the most, again, is having the more fat in my diet. And I've eaten a lot of nuts, but I almost consider, I don't know if I consider them that much fat. And so having that coconut oil has also made a big difference for me, I think, in having my brain work better. And because of the ketones and supplying the sugar that my brain needs, sometimes when I don't have enough or something, that seems to have made a big difference for me. But I just enjoy learning everything. I would like to have heard what Donna had. I think I'll have to go on there and listen to what she said yesterday about all of the different nutrients in the NECAN supplements, because
I'll email that to you, Ruth.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay.
She amazes me how she digs out all this information. And I said once to her something about all of these discussions that we've had through the year that we would like to compile a manual, I don't know if it's the word, and maybe use it as a guideline that these things that we've discussed through this year, that we could repeat those discussions another time. And she says, oh, well, all the things that I put in there, I just got them from this person she names. And I said, well, that's the whole point. Because she was afraid, like, that it was plagiarizing. And I said, no, it's an outline to help us to understand the value of what we have here. So anyway, and Ruth, I really think we ought to do that kind of thing. All of my discussions I have in an outline form stored in my computer, and I hope everybody else does too, because I think it'd be neat to create a manual that we could have as a guideline each year as we go through all these different concepts.
Mm-hmm. I think it would be good to do some repetition. My goal to begin with was to collect information and pictures of and diagrams to go with what we were talking about so that it would be interesting to a child. And to the grandparent, maybe, or a parent who was reading it to them.
Oh, that is so good.
It'd be so good if I got it done.
Well, if you just quit having all these wonderful dinners and little grandbabies popping in and so on, why, you'd get it done.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, do you
know... Well, I certainly have a lot of information on a lot of diagrams done.
Yes. Well, I've got to tell all of you that I am very grateful for the tenacity that Ruth Williams has in putting together things that all of us need to understand. And if she can't come up with all the ideas, she knows how to gather people in that will go out and collect the information and bring it back to us. We're very blessed to have that sort of a leader, and we're very blessed to have all of you come on. Monty, you are incredible with how you teach us, and I love your reviews on Fridays. And, of course, everyone else, Mary Lou, all of you, you've all done such a good job, and I just am grateful that we have this call and that it is a good way to start the day. Anyway,
Mary Lou, I want to leave out Nancy. But Nancy on Thursday. You know, sometimes she said she's going to talk about something, and I think, well, what is this about? And then she brings it in, and it's really interesting and usually quite critical to our health.
Oh, I love these people who know how to dig out the details. And she does.
Yep, she does a good job of that.
Yeah.
Can I chime in?
And by the way, she said she wouldn't be on the call this morning. I forgot what her conflict is, but she said, I will definitely be on tomorrow to direct the call. So we're looking forward to Nancy for tomorrow. If
someone else will have to talk.
What?
Hey, someone this is Steve. You know, as after listening to the calls for about 6 years, it's really hard to come up with one thing. So I'm going to come up with two, if you don't mind. Number one that I learned in the first year that we were doing the calls and I was reviewing them every day, it seemed like water, the importance of the clean, pure, energized water was the thing that seemed to make the biggest difference, the fastest in every case for everybody that came on and talked. And then now the coconut oil information was started by Mary Lou and the others have created the, dug and found more information and kept digging and digging and digging and shared it with us. To me, that's been the most interesting and, just from different things from my head seemed like it was always really fuzzy, and I knew something was going on with my mouth as far as Carol. I couldn't get anywhere near Carol. My mouth paralysis was so bad, and within just a couple of days it was gone, and my head started to clear out and wasn't fuzzy like it was. And actually, I'm adding a third one, and then it was I credit Jim dragged into this, which is from the call, but we brought the information into the call, and we've talked about it a lot, and that's the value of the sleep and how important it is to, even though we think that we can get by on 6 hours of sleep, how important that getting that extra hour and a half of sleep gives us, instead of three REM cycles, it gives us five REM cycles if we'll get 7 hours of sleep. So that's... And once again, just to echo how much I appreciate everybody giving the information to us so that we can sit back and utilize it. Thank you all.
Don't you think it's even, now like some of this is not new to any of us because we've been hearing it, but don't you think the repetition, and Ruth, this is why a manual would be so valuable, because just because we hear it doesn't mean that we've totally ingrained it, or digested it. And so I think repetition is really important for all of us. But thank you.
Well, the nice thing I liked about repetition, Karen, I'll just make this real quick because I know we're getting late. But, in that regard to Steve and his calls, I really take advantage of those calls because I do believe in repetition. I do believe that when you hear something and then you go back and you re-listen to it again, you hear something else that's more as beneficial, or you might find a little nugget that's not there. And I really do take advantage of Steve's recordings and on the calls. A lot of my information there.
I guess we'll just take an egg and take a wink.
Yeah, it broke up. I think so. Well, it is now 7:38, excuse me. And Ruth, we just want to tell you that we hope you have a wonderful dinner tonight and that it's successful. And I hope that all of you will be, I don't know if all of you know, but Ruth is hosting a dinner for people that are off both sides of, how do you say it? In other words, Democrats and Republicans. And they're all coming together to listen to the debate tonight. And I'd like to encourage all of you to listen to the debate and collect information. We all need information, as we know from being on these calls. You cannot make good decisions about your life unless you have information, and that goes along with the debate. So I'd like to encourage all of you to listen to that.
What time is the debate?
Well, it starts, oh gosh.
Starts at 6 p.m. Pacific.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Which network is it on?
It's what?
Which network is it? Is it Fox or is it one of the other networks?
It is not Fox.
Yeah,
it
is Fox.
Fox will carry Fox will carry commentary. I don't think it's on Fox though.
Well, where is it on?
It's on one of the. I think it's on. It's on one of the national. I think it's on 5, but I want to check.
It's on. It'll probably be on most of the networks, and it'll also probably. And I know it's on. I'm sure it's on Fox. I don't think Fox.
Yeah, NBC.
Okay, it should be easy.
It's on ABC.
ABC. Well, I've got it on Fox. It says the debate, and I'm recording it because I won't be here at that time of night.
Last time, before they didn't carry it on Fox unless it specifically said so.
Well, it said the debate.
Yeah, but they'll probably be carrying a commentary.
Oh, well, I'm glad you said that. Now, it's on what?
So just check and see.
Now, which one did you say, ABC?
Right.
Okay, well, I am definitely going to check that out. Okay, well, all of you have a good day. And
thank you, Karen. Thank you very much.
Well, it's easy when everybody else has all this information stored up and comes and shares it. Thank you, all of you.
John, just one second. I turned on Fox. I'm going to check and see what it says here for the evening. Because we'll go forward that far.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that mine, it says that on mine.
The presidential candidate's discussion of issues takes place at the University of,
University of Denver?
Yeah, University of Denver. Maybe it'll have it on there.
What?
Maybe it will be on there.
I sure hope so. Well, I'll go
ABC. I apologize. I didn't get the call up on the web last night from yesterday, but it'll be there tonight, okay? So after the debate, you can listen to it.
thank you.
Can't do it today, sorry.
Okay, thank you.
You know, Steve, I never thanked you enough either because you have really helped all of this to be successful by these recordings. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a great day, everybody. Watch the debate.
Have a good dinner.
We shall.
Take care. Bye now.
Dinner.
Okay, thank you, everybody.
Bye-bye.